Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour two here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys getting set to take on the Vikings Sunday night football. And Stephen Jones joins us now to talk about all the things. And a good afternoon, Stephen. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing wonderful. You know, everything's ahead of the team, so that does wonders for our mood. Do you guys feel like if you win out one way or another, you'd probably get in?
We just feel like we got one hell of a chance. If you know, obviously we do have to have help. We're not naive to that, but you know, just feel that if we could get to that point and we could win out, we're going to give ourselves a great opportunity.
What do you think the things are you need to do well or get cleaned up from the Detroit game in order to give yourself a chance to do that?
I think the biggest thing is we've got a you know, from the last game, we you know, we ended up settling for a lot of field goals. I think you know, we need to get touchdowns. I mean, that's why Detroit got the best of us, is they were getting touchdowns and we were getting field goals. So that's important. I think we got to get back to running the football better. You know, we stuck to the run, but we didn't get any explosives, which we have been, you know, for most of the year. And so that's going to be real important against this Minnesota defense in particular. And, you know, don't get in situations where you're behind the chains. And then defensively, we got to get back to getting pressures and stopping the run. And I think we've got a good plan to do that. And so feel really good about it. And then on special teams, we've you know, we had an off game there as well. We got beaten all three phases by Detroit and gave up way too much field position in that game, especially against a good team on the road like Detroit, who's explosive on offense. You can't win the game like that. And certainly we've you know, got to be better at that in terms of the special teams.
Yeah. What is the key there on kickoff coverage? Is that coaching or changing personnel? What needs to change there?
I think it's everything. I mean, it's you know, when something doesn't go right, I think the way we look at it around here is it's top to bottom. Whether it's the you know, whether it's the organization, the coaches, or the players, we got to be better. And I think we got personnel that can get the job done. And just got to play hard. I mean, we'd played 4 games in 17 days, and that's no excuses. But we just got to play faster with a, you know, with an identity and execute and hold ourselves to a high standard.
Stephen, Trayvon Diggs told the local beat a little while ago that he's healthy, he's ready to play, and he expects to play. Do you expect him to play on Sunday?
Yeah, we're going to make that decision tomorrow. You know, we have another day of work, and you know, I think Coach Schottenheimer's been real clear, as Coach Eberflus, in terms of evaluating the full body of work for the week and make that decision tomorrow.
And then with Nate Thomas, does it look like he's probably going to be starting in place of Tyler Guyton again since he's still dealing with that ankle?
Certainly looks that way at this point. And the good news is Nate had a great week of practice, as did Adeniji, but feel like Nate is certainly rebounded. We didn't play our best in the offensive line against the Lions. We got to get that back to the standard we expect and fully expect that to happen.
So with Trayvon's practice window scheduled to close next Sunday, are you 100% sure he will at some point return this year?
Yeah, I feel like he will, but obviously, there's a certain standard that Coach Schottenheimer and his staff are, looking at with him, and certainly for him to play the type of defense we want him to play and play the corner position the way we want him to play it, he needs to be out there practicing, which he has been, and be diligent in the meetings and have good practices.
How about when it comes to Overshown? Are we ready to just sort of unleash him, no more pitch counts? And would you like to see him get back to more blitzing like he was so successful doing last year?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. His pitch count window is over now, and fully expect him to play the full body of work. And obviously what that'll entail, we'll certainly get a good picture of it on Sunday, but feel good about what we have in the game plan for him.
Stephen Jones here with you on The Fan. How about your scoreboard watch and plans for Sunday? I like what Dak said. He said he's going to root against the Eagles regardless whether they're in this position or not.
I think he's got unanimous support in the building for that.
Has there ever been a more desperate move than a positivity inflatable rabbit? Like, how much did you personally laugh at that, Stephen? A positivity rabbit in the locker room. I mean, that's ultimate desperation.
We've got to worry about ourselves. I can't be judging what others are doing, but I'm snickering, I guess.
How would you describe what it's like to watch a game with you, Steve? And I noticed Hard Knocks had a little bit of you and Jerry, and at the start of the game, you guys are sitting next to each other. By the end of it, you're on opposite ends of the row.
Yeah, you move around. We're superstitious, and certainly you get antsy as the thing closes down in terms of, as you get into that fourth quarter where it's about to, you've done all the maneuvering and it's time to see where you're going to end up. But, I'd say I'm pretty, pretty even keel in terms of taking it in. But I will say obviously get nervous anxiety and move around and walk around and pace and end up where I kind of end up, and I think Jerry's got a lot of that in him as well.
Behind-the-scenes content is just so gold for the fans. Do you enjoy watching it too?
I actually enjoy it. I do. I like seeing, seeing it from a different perspective, if you will. That was a little bit was my take on the docuseries as well. It was entertaining because, everybody has a different take in terms of what that was like in the docuseries, and certainly seeing a consolidated 2 or 3, 4 weeks of the NFC East is interesting too.
Speaking of that docuseries, the way that it was positioned and titled as your dad being the gambler, I guess this is looking forward and we're all hoping for the best for 2025. But we've been talking this year about, like, is the gambler back? Is the Pickens, is the Quinnen Williams, like, is there more aggression that Jerry was talking about that led to those early championships? Is that present and maybe coming up in the future of 2026?
Yeah, I think if money were the issue, that you wouldn't have to worry about that. I think the bigger thing is just there's no question we had – a little bit of a conundrum, if you will, trying to figure out how we were going to handle CD, Dak, and obviously Micah. But, I think now we're a lot more dialed in terms of, hey, and here's what it's going to be. Here's what we're going to have in these areas, and I feel good about where we are.
Well, speaking of trades, Logan Wilson, you made the move for him at the deadline. I think the fans, there's just been a swell of, can we get more Logan Wilson on the field? Do you think that's something that they'll be able to look forward to on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're obviously monitoring that, and they'll make the decision according to the full body of work this week in terms of how they spread out the reps. And we'll see kind of where we end up tomorrow afternoon in terms of how we're going to start the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Game, and then, of course, how we're going to play the games in terms of the reps for each one of those guys.
What's the work week been like for George Pickens this week, and how confident are we that we're going to have a bounce back on Sunday?
Oh, well, I have a complete confidence in George. He's been great, had a great week of practice. I think everybody did. I think everybody got their legs back under him on this mini bye, if you will, and ready to go back to work.
Fun story with Philip Rivers getting back in the league, Stephen, after he was retired for 5 years. Has there ever been a situation where you were pursuing a player and trying to get him out of retirement to come play back for the Cowboys?
Not off the top of my head. Doesn't mean there wasn't one, but I don't really have one off the top of our head that I can lean back on. But I certainly see, you know, how it can happen. I mean, coaches have players that they – have had before, that might dial back on. I will say this, I don't know that I've known one where they've, you know, been out of the game for 4 or 5 years and then are considering it. I mean, a lot of guys start and sit out for a year sometimes and then get enticed back at the end of that year or enticed back a year later. But, no, this is a unique one. But if anyone can do it, I mean, Philip Rivers is a consummate competitor. I see that, and obviously he's won a lot of football games in this league, so it's part of what makes the NFL are seeing these type of stories, like the Philip Rivers story is going to unfold in Indy. That'll be real interesting.
So much time has passed now, but was there ever a chance that Tony Romo could have come back in the first couple years post-retirement for him?
You know, a lot of times these guys have, you know, retire, whether it's a Troy, to some degree Tony too, just because of health. I mean, it's just whether it's backs or whatever it is, and it's just, difficult to keep going. And, this is a physical game, and, I don't necessarily know that Tony was ever, you know, being that he jumped right into the booth, was ever really thinking about it that much. I know Troy got enticed a little bit along the way, but decided against it. But, those are – interesting things, and especially this day and time, you do have quarterbacks like Brady, like Stafford, who are playing well into their late 30s and doing it at a high level. So it's certainly not something that you is not possible. So it, like I said, this will be interesting to see how it plays out.
Sure looks like Dak's playing at a high level here, coming up on 34. Does he have another 5-6 years in him?
Hey, I wouldn't bet against Dak at anything. He's so driven to compete and to succeed and lead, and he's a driven man. And certainly, we're fortunate to have him. And like I said, I'm sure Dak will do it on his terms if I'm betting. And he's one of those guys, just like Stafford and Brady, that I think just keeps getting better.
Jake Ferguson going to be okay with that calf?
I think we're going to be good. He had a good day today, which was what we were looking for. And, barring a setback tomorrow or, having any type of, any type of something that happens after practice. I fully expect right now, expectation is for him to go.
Right on. Well, give him hell Sunday night. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Salute. Have a good weekend.
You too. There you go. Stephen Jones with you here on your home of the Cowboys every Friday at 3 o'clock on 105.3 The Fan. And, fun little conversation. Appears that most of the injuries are heading in the right direction. Clowney game time decision. Tyler Guyton likely still out. Huge opportunity for Nate Thomas. We need a repeat of that Chiefs game where he handled Karloftis pretty good. Give you confidence that, yeah, maybe in the future, if you do move on from Terrence Steele, Nate Thomas could be a starter. You know, maybe he could buy himself that opportunity if he continues to perform well. But I imagine Guyton will be back before too long, and hopefully they remain healthy in that department from here on out. All right, Sunday Night Football, 7:15 here on The Fan. You'll have the pregame with Eric and Brian Broaddus at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Hopefully you guys are going to be basking in the glory of an Eagles defeat. Maybe be the loss of the year if the Raiders can handle them as 11.5-point dogs on the road. Okay, guys, what'd you think of ESPN's piece yesterday? Brian Windhorst and Bobby Marks got together talking about the upcoming NBA trade deadline, and trade season really starts early next week in the NBA. That's when the rumoruskies are going to start firing all the way through February 6th. And you know, they went through the five, like, ideas, trade ideas they're throwing out. Like, what could the Mavs get if they put Anthony Davis out there? And these offers were so low and insulting that I'm not even going to bore you with the details of it. And that's no disrespect to Duncanville's Ron Holland or any of the other players with DFW ties. But after reading that article yesterday, if I was Jason Kidd, I would tell Patrick Dumont, if any team has actually offered any of this, if this is what we're looking at, you tell them to bleep off and then you hang up the phone, because there would be no point in dealing Anthony Davis. Like, you might lose this trade worse than the Luka trade if you moved Anthony Davis for this collection of, like, it's really draft lottery busts. Yeah. And, like, veteran players that aren't going to bring you any closer to a championship. At one point in the article, Windhorst wrote that when the Mavs dealt for AD last year, he had played 50 games, was averaging 26-12, and now his trade value is significantly different. He did average 26-12 last week.
He did. I mean, he played great last week. That's a big reason the Mavs won, what, 4 of 5?
Yeah, so, you know, can he average 26-12 over the next 5-6 weeks and it significantly increase his trade value? At that point, I'd be willing to listen. But at this point, I think the better value is in just keeping Anthony Davis and hoping the moon and stars align for you. Maybe there's injuries with the other contenders, but, like, that's actually more appealing. Keeping my fingers crossed that Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving stay healthy and they go on some sort of a playoff run where they win a series or two before they have to face the Thunder, than making a deal for any of this. I mean, this is insulting for a Hall of Famer, by the way, at 31 years old.
Yeah, but everybody knows that he's just so fragile. Everybody knows that no matter how good a numbers he can still put up, which he can.
I mean, he's averaging 20-10 in his 10 games this year. So, yeah, when he plays, he's still awesome.
Yeah, and how many games this year?
10 games.
Okay, that's the number. Yep. That's the number that you have to look at. I mean, what do you have? They had the Kings trade, where I guess it's like a multi-team deal. And the
picks is really
getting
what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's all I'm looking for.
You know, just try and get as many picks as you can. Yeah. I don't need these failed lottery pieces from Detroit or whoever, Toronto or whatever they're trying to offer there. Just try and get as many draft picks as possible.
And I think maybe one of the reasons the draft picks aren't there is because the odds are so stretched out now that even the 8th or 9th worst team is thinking, well, we got a chance to do what the Mavs did and got Cooper Flagg. Why would we want to give up a pick that could potentially turn into Peterson, Boozer, or DeBonsa?
Yeah.
So you might have to wait until after the draft lottery for them to be like, okay, we're not parting with a generational player. Now we're willing to give you the 7th pick, the 8th pick, or something like that in a trade for Anthony Davis. It might be because, you know, this particular draft is just so loaded with potential Hall of Fame level talents that nobody wants to give up even a microscopic chance at landing one of those players. And again, that just sort of reaffirms my belief that if this is all you're going to get right now, you might as well just hang on to Anthony Davis. Like, if things go really well for him, he might opt out of the final year of his deal.
Remember how Chris Paul did that a couple of years ago?
Sure.
He gave up less for a one-year guarantee to get like 3 or 4 years guaranteed and make more total money by the end of his contract. So there's ways that you could get out of it or make more of it. I think right now would be selling at the absolute bottom of the market. It's time for the C-Note coming up next. Cowboys news of the evening and everything Trayvon Diggs had to say to reporters earlier this afternoon coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.